Welcome. This is the Thursday evening Q&A, and we are on a Zoom call. My name is Linda Brewer. I am your host for this evening. And we will start off with the Universal Healing Code, and then we will open the floor up to anyone who would like to ask questions or make a comment. And you've got on your Zoom or on your phone, you have the somewhere either at the top or the bottom or the side how to start your video or stop your video, mute or unmute yourself or ask a question. So feel free to do all of these things and participate in the group. We do not diagnose or we do not recommend anyone gets off medicine. We are here just to be a source of help and as much information as possible. If you have a question, if you punch 9 on your keyboard, it should come up on my phone that you have a question. I believe *6 will mute you. I believe that's what I determined today. So we are still learning this Zoom and all the particulars about that. But if you have any questions, please just unmute your video or your phone and then raise your hand to ask a question. So let's get comfortable and beginning to think about what are we most stressed about tonight. If we could say anything, ask any questions, or share any comments, what would it be? But think about today and now. Do you feel any stress in your body and where you feel it? Is there anything you would like to say, but you feel like you would be judged? Or you feel like that you are not strong enough or have the voice to say it? Or you have any type of anything you would like to discuss, feel free to open up and do it. This is a safe environment to do it. Remember, you always are loved and you are loved, that you can always choose your decisions and you have the ability to receive or reject anything that comes your way. So as we close our eyes and we start the prayer, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and take a deep breath and really think about if you could resolve any feelings or any thinking or anything in your life, what would it be? And we pray that it would be found, opened, and healed by filling you and me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Be comfortable, be relaxed, and know you're safe. Both hands bridge. both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands, jaws. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. And as you begin to come back into the group, notice whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you would like to share or talk about or your experience. This is your time to speak up and be heard and be hopefully understood and feel loved and appreciated. So if there's anyone who would like to share anything, hit your star six, I think, or raise your hand and I will unmute you and we can have a conversation. And thank you for being here tonight. Anyone?
Hello?
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm doing okay. Thank you for the code. I felt the energy towards the end. I guess it built up. So I like it when I feel it because then I know it's working. Even though I know that Dr. Alex says you don't have to feel it to know it's working because it is. But I always like to know that I like that when I feel it, it's reassuring. Feels like the energy's flowing around, which is good. I was just wondering, what kind of coding would you recommend for, well, As I mentioned to you before, I have this very low energy problem. And one of the issues now that's involved with it is I'm kind of afraid I'm really going to be very limited in what I can ever feel I can do going forward. I mean, I can't really make plans, you know, to go anywhere or do anything major, even minor. I can't really plan for the next day too well. I always have to see how I'm going to feel. Anyway, so there's a certain amount of fear now connected with this limitation that seems to be present. And I just wanted your opinion on.
Where do you feel that fear more than anything, Patricia?
Gosh. I'm not one to notice where I feel things physically unless it's really, really intense. This is subtle, and I don't really connect it with the body part, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Well, I would encourage you to wonder about where you're feeling it in your body, that it is so subconsciously that you're not feeling it consciously. And I would ask myself and love myself for knowing that you're taking steps to find out what is wrong or what's going on in your body or what is changing, and reach a place of gratitude that you are researching it, and you will, as always being protected, you will find out what it is and what will be able to help you feel energetic again. And sometimes it can be our environment, it can be our circumstances, it can be our thinking, and it can be something going on in our body. So I would encourage you to love yourself and be kind to yourself and appreciate that you are going through this. And if there is something physically wrong, you're going to find out what it is and correct that. If it's an emotional issue, you will be able to take charge, not charge in a negative way, but you will be able to manage it through love and gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to be able to do that. And I am encouraged by, you know, the guided meditations I do with the codes every day. Because sometimes I feel like when I do them, I am getting closer to a feeling of trust in God that all will be well. It's just, I don't know, it's interesting because when I do the coding with these guided meditations, I really sometimes go into a deep place of what feels like understanding, you know, and I really appreciate those moments. And then sometimes I even recognize that all it would kind of take is a change in my thinking to just know that I could just go forward and do anything I wanted, be active, go outside, walk to the bus stop or whatever. But then I came out of the guided meditation and I just did not have the energy. But when I was doing the meditation, I kind of realized that it was just almost at the point where I could recognize that it was emotional or mental, whichever you want to call it. It was like almost knowing that I was in charge of thinking about how I would feel physically. It was, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
Right. Yes. And I would encourage you to stay in that spirit of gratitude. Although at this moment I do not have energy, I know that I am experiencing something that will pass.
Yeah.
But I think living in the spirit of gratitude replaces this fear that sometimes can grip us. Mm-hmm. And know that you're loved and protected, and you are going to be safe. And knowledge is what you're seeking for you to take loving actions to improve your energy, your health, or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
Does that help?
Yes, yes. Gratitude. Concentrate on gratitude.
Yes.
And the faith too, of course.
Yes. And I always, anytime that I feel anxious about anything, I do the Adam's apple position.
Oh, yes.
I just take a deep breath. And then when I am trying to figure something out and it's stressing me out, I'll do my hands and my jaws, and I will put my hands right behind my ears, just to relieve any pressure there. And I would just take some deep breaths, and I would just, sometimes I talk to myself, okay, Linda, it's time to calm down. You do not have to worry. Everything is going to be all right. And you are safe.
That's good.
Yeah. I have found if I find a scripture that grounds me, then I will use that for that situation. And usually, you know, I'll have one. But I love one of the things that Joseph Prince says, you know, whatever you're doing, whether you know you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, or whether you're doing something that you, whatever situation is, even although this is happening to me in this moment, I am the righteousness of Christ. And then I just take some deep breaths, and knowing that I'm not going to be condemned, or if it's something that is going to change my world, I can still be anchored and I am safe.
Yeah.
Because I think we don't realize how often we get triggered. I am not safe, or I am not loved, or I don't belong. And it's that judgment that throws us into this, draining our energy, the lack of energy, or the fear, or we say something. Or I've noticed recently that I get very, very irritable. And at the least little thing, and I'm wondering what that's all about. And nothing irritates me more than to call someone and needing to speak to someone, and one of those recordings will not understand me and connect me. That is something I am really working on. I mean, I'll scream at them, and it's just funny. And I know I'm talking to a machine, and so, but it's, I think, building the relationship with ourselves, that we're human, we're spiritual, we're going to have good days, we're going to have bad days. And in your case, Patricia, where you're consistently not having energy, I think your body, your mind, and your spirit is speaking to you. And as you discover what it is and wonder about it, then you will come up with your answer, and you will be led to your answer.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not at the moment, but if I think of anything, I'll raise my hand again. Okay, thanks, okay. Linda.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we will lower your hand. Okay, does anyone else have any questions, comments, or anything they would like to share? Hi, Paul, how are you? Hi, Paul, I believe you may need to unmute. Can you hear me? Allowed to talk. Hello, Paul.
There we go.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good, good.
Great. Thank you for joining us.
This is a helpful meeting, and you do a really lovely job, Linda.
Well, thank you. Thank you, my friend, because I was really thinking about resigning. So thank you.
Dear, well, I somehow got the impression that you felt a little nervous about it or something, and you don't need to. You're just wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. It's just everything going on in my life, and I will hold on to something that I just don't like to let go of things. And I've been doing this for years and years and years and years. And so, but I appreciate the encouragement that's spirit led. So thank you. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. I'm assuming you're somewhere in the western part of this country because it's still light in back of you and it's quite dark here in New York. Is that true?
No. I'm in South Carolina.
Really? Well, yes. Okay.
But we're on Eastern Daylight Time, but that doesn't have anything to do when the sun goes down. But it doesn't get dark here till around 8:30 or 9 o'clock this time of the year.
Yeah, here too, but it's getting dark sooner every day. Anyway, I just had a question about the book. The Healing Code book, on page, let's see, I think it's 277, he writes how to do instant impact. And I've done that several times, and I don't think I'm getting everything out of it that I could get. Have you had experience with that, or anybody else in the group had experience with that, and have any thoughts?
Well, I haven't read this book in so long, so I'm on page 277. Instant impact combines, for the first time, the most stressful reducing physical and non-physical approach known to date. In 10 seconds, you just feel as great. Let me see. So tell me, how are you doing instant impact?
Well, the way it says, I rate my stress, I put my palms together and I do the deep breathing and try to think positive energy thoughts. And, you know, it certainly doesn't hurt to do that, but I think I'm not doing it enough times, but I'm just not getting very much out of that experience. I'm getting more out of doing trilogy.
Well, let me, as you were speaking, this came up for me, so let me see how it feels for you. Instead of having these guidelines, I would make it more fun. Like when I rate my stress, I would just make a game out of it. I don't know what my stress is, but I'm willing for it to go. And when you press your hands together, if I read that correctly, I would say to myself, I'm letting it go. Only love is flowing through me. Only positive health and energy, good health. I am renewing myself by letting go of stress. So you begin to make it fun instead of, am I doing it right or rating it or whatever? Just say, whatever you are, I'm willing to let you go. And you put your own dance to it. You put your own thoughts to it, your own words.
That resonates. I was immediately feeling goosebumps as you said it. So it's got to be right.
Yeah, we'll never get it right. Your spirit will not lie to you. So just make it relaxing, make it fun, make it a dance, add to it, take away from it. The main thing is you are letting it go and you're willing to know the truth about it And then whatever actions, if there's any actions you need to take, you can do that. Or it's your life, you live it. Do all the crazy, they're not crazy, but do all the things that you've always wanted to do and you felt like it might have been silly or somebody would judge you. But you just do it because they're doing what they want to do. And just live you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome, Mr. Paul. Yeah, I feel it for you. It's great. Yes. Now, what do you do for relaxation?
Me? I play little games on my computer.
Okay. And games being your trying to win, you're trying to beat the computer games or?
Yeah, I have a bridge program because I'm a bridge player. I also play different kinds of solitaire. I play some of the Luxor games. I play Minesweeper. They're all fun. And they take me out of myself and let me just do something for fun.
Oh, I play on that, just play bridge, but I play with all the dummies because I don't like for people to scream at me when I don't bid correctly or I'm too slow. So I play with those four dummies and I can just get lost in that. Yeah. And I can do the same thing with a good movie. So I think anything that helps us relax. And relax doesn't mean no activities. Relax just means as you're talking about, you lose yourself. So what else do you like to do?
I like watching TV and things like that. I watched a movie online shortly before this meeting.
Now, what type of movies do you like?
Oh, it's hard to say. The one I watched tonight was a 1951 film. And the interesting thing about that film was I recall watching it as a child. And I didn't remember anything about the plot, but I remembered some of the music. And I hadn't had a chance to see this movie since the early 50s when I watched it as a child on TV. And I forgot, as I say, the entire plot, but I remembered this haunting song in the background music, and I wanted to check and see whether I remembered it accurately or not. And it wasn't perfect, but I did pretty well.
So you congratulate yourself. Do you ever stand up and just give yourself a big hug?
No, I never did that.
It's a beautiful way to relieve stress. You just stand up and you give yourself a big hug and you take a deep breath and then you say, wow, I am loved. I am at peace. I enjoy my life. I am living the life I'm choosing. That doesn't mean every choice is great, but then your spirit will begin to speak to you that if for some of the things you might want to change, some of the things you don't want to change, but you celebrate and but you change with peace and you change for you, not for someone else. And that's not being egotistical. That is increasing your ability for rest. It's increasing your ability for peace. It's increasing your ability to live your life.
Well, let me just say thank you so much. And you've hit some very important things. And I really hope you won't retire. But you have to make that decision based on your best interest, not on mine.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I would I think we can conquer this thing. And I just, well, we weren't hearing from Annika. So that meant I was going to be on every week. And I'm fine once I get here. But it's one of those things. But Patricia was one of my driving throbs saying, okay, that would not be honoring to Patricia because Patricia is so faithful and now we have you. So it's great people like y'all that make me make this worthwhile.
Good, good. Patricia introduced me to this in quote.
Yeah.
I know she, knew her from another group.
She, Patricia is a beautiful lady and with a great heart. And so I have appreciated her through the years. And so, and it was at one time they just said you had to have the book to come on, but you don't have to have the book anymore. So anyone that you want to invite, even if they come one time or if they become regulars, because the more people, my joy is when people participate. And I've been on calls where I had to talk a solid hour just into a dead air. And that's not it. I couldn't do that every week. That's not me. Because I love the interaction of people. And I love to know that I am blessed to be able to say just one thing or do one thing that gives them hope or gives them sunshine for the day. And I think one of the greatest lessons to learn is at the end of the day, nobody cares what we do and who we are if it hasn't affected them and they're not watching us and judging us all the time. So we get to live our life just free. Everybody has their thing and we can spread love. And Patricia, I was trying to think of this. One of my favorite things to say, to tell myself now is I am under his protection, so no harm can come near me. And that is really, as I do these things, it's really changing my life. So anyone else, Paul, Patricia? Let's see who else we have on here with us tonight. Okay, 1-6-2-0-5-8-4-6-7-5-3. Do you have anything you would like to share? Raise your hand, please, if you do. Your name doesn't pop up. Well, since we have talked about living today and finding what would be draining us of our energy, let's close with that we're energized through our thinking, our thoughts, and our doing, and being able to rest in all circumstances, that all is well. And that we come with a uniqueness that is just ours. Think about the gift that you have that is so uniquely yours, that wherever you go, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing, you are sending that radiance out with love and truth and light. And you are protected under the umbrella of love. Both hands, Adam's apple. Whatever I say echoes into the universe, echoes into the privacy of my home with love. Both hands, jaws. I release any stress, any tension, any bitterness, any judgment. I release it with love, acceptance, forgiveness. I embrace it with kindness and love. And as the thoughts come, whether I'm not thinking I'm not enough, or whether I'm egotistical, or whether I'm in peace, I am still under the umbrella of protection of love. And I replace all of my thinking with the empowerment of love and truth and grace. And as I think of everything that's going on in my body, in the bridge area, as I think of everything that's going on in my body, my mind, my blood as it flows through my body, my joints as I move them, that I do it with complete peace, that in this moment, I am under the umbrella of protection of love and grace and righteousness. Who I am at the very core of me cannot be robbed, stolen, or diminished because I walk, I live, I breathe, I think, I speak in love and truth and righteousness. And I open my arms and my hands to love, to assist, to be a helping hand. I move my legs and feet that wherever I walk, I leave a footprint of hope and grace and mercy. And as I think about my shoulders, I let go trying to carry on the universe or be a help to everyone. I listen with an understanding heart, and I speak through questions to understand, to love, to receive, and to give. This is who I am. I am love. Receive the gift of me, and I receive the gift of you, just as we are. Go in peace and may your week, your life, be peace. And all that we hear, say, and do, and feel. Blessings, my friend.
Thank you so much, Linda. That was lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't, that went in a whole different path than I thought it was going to go in. So thank you.
That's great.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you. Y'all make my life, because you're not only with me when we're on this call together, I think about you often. And so I know that it's a commitment to come. So thank y'all.
Thank you.
I will, let's see if I can unmute everyone. So we're going to just see, we're going to learn this little tricks here, view attendance list. Okay, we're going to permission to talk. And okay, 160-058-4. Did I raise your hand or did you raise your hand? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're unmuted. Go ahead, please. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Linda, this is Candy, and I missed you all. I haven't been able to be on last couple of weeks. I was calling the old number, and I did not have the old number, and so I happened to finally get my phone to work tonight because my computer shut down on me completely. And so I thought, okay, I'll call the Zoom number. So just want you to know I'm here. I just missed everybody. I've been calling. I didn't know that the system had been changed. And so I had been calling the, the other number that had been in, that we'd been using for a long time. So I'm here. I love everybody and thinking about everybody. Just want you to know I'm here for you all too.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear from you, and it's wonderful to have you.
Well, and I tried calling you, but I guess I was able to get on when the computer worked, able to get your number. So I thought, well, I call you. And so I did today, but I guess it was a wrong number. So, and then my computer has completely shut down on me. So I think I'm going to wait and see which is going to be more, I don't know if it's going to be cheaper for me to get a battery or go ahead and get a whole new computer. So I wasn't planning on that shutting down on me. So trying to learn how to do things on my little bitty phone has been quite interesting. But thanks for all that you do. I love you. And the one time I was on your website, I love your website, love what you're doing. It's amazing. I love you, Linda.
Well, I love you too. Was the number on my website not correct? I'll go back and look at that.
Well, I was calling the old number, and it would not let me in, the old number, and so I had to go underneath the old number was not letting me in at all for weeks, and then I thought, well, I don't know how to do Zoom yet I didn't know how to do even the Zoom on my other computer or the phone, so I thought, well, I'll just do the Zoom number, see if it let me in on my phone that I do long-distance calls on. So it did. So I'm doing this by phone. I'm doing this by phone. Anyway, let me, because this is the first time I had tried, I thought, well, it's got to be, like I said, my computer was shut down, so I didn't have any coaches' numbers or anything. And before my computer shut down, I copied down your number, and then for some reason, I guess I must have put in the wrong number. So, because it was another voice answered the phone call. So. But anyway.
Well, if you get a chance, go back to my website and check and see if, and I'll go out and check it tonight and see if it's incorrect too.
So anyway, yeah, and you've got my and you have got my no, you've got my number. If you need anything, call me. I'll call you. I'll call you on mine. I don't use my cell phone because I have to hold it right up next to my ear, and so I don't want to do it on these calls. I want to do it while I have the speakerphone. That's the reason I'm not using my cell phone to do it. I'm using my other call and using my regular, home phone to do. But anyway, so, and I just want everybody in the call to know you're being prayed for. Lori, I'm just praying for you and in Canada, I think it's going well for you, praying for you. I forgot about you. I'm praying for you.
Everybody did you know that, Candy, did you know that Lori passed away?
No. Uh-uh.
The lady in Canada. The lady in Canada passed away.
No, I did not know. So I haven't been able to be on the cars for a couple of weeks, so I did not. I did not know. So.
Yes, her husband came on and shared it with Annika, and Pat was on the call, but she passed away.
Oh, bless her heart. I was really praying I could find out what was on life. She was a sweetheart, so she was a real sweetheart, had a love for the Lord. So, but I know that God will see her husband through, and, you know, he's seen you through too about your husband. I know that you dearly missed and that you dearly cared for, so.
But you know, I've reached a peace with that temporarily. Ever how long it lasts, I'm just enjoying it. And he would have been 98, would have been his earthly birthday on July the 2. And so I took the day and went up to the mountains and just enjoyed my day. I love the ride up there. So I celebrated his 98th birthday and just had a great time. But thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, then I know that you have a lot to give, and you'll be walking the paths that others like me have not walked. You know, walking, like I said, I took care of my parents, but that's differently. I mean, totally different than losing your spouse. But I know that 100% God will use you in the paths as a spouse to reach out to other spouses that have lost a loved one, and so, and in many other areas of grief too, you will be used. I'm convinced of that myself from what I've been through. We that have walked the path of grief, we can help other people and minister to other people, not only in grief but in other areas of ministry that the Lord has called us to. And the same for everybody in the call. Whatever path God's called you on, what you're going through, God will help you 100% to help other people. That's what we're called to do, is help other people as believers. I truly believe that.
And it begins with ourselves. As we help ourselves, then we help others without stress.
Absolutely.
And so there is absolutely nothing wrong with loving yourself. So when you get up, you give yourself a whole hug and you say, wow, I love myself. And if you don't in the moment say, wow, I'm going to love myself through this. And you say whatever it is, but be playful with life, because it's to be enjoyed.
Absolutely.
So we can dance together, and everybody's music has a different tune. So that's the reason we all, like, we're just going through life in confusion, but we're not. No. Well, thank you. I am glad you found us. And I will ask, do y'all follow the Healing Codes Facebook page?
No, I don't personally do Facebook page.
Okay. Because I don't know how they announced everybody that Thursday night call was going to go to this platform. But I asked Thea to be sure and let you and Pat, and at the time Lori, know, because I said they are good, steady contributors and supporters and loved ones. And I said, they may never see that. So Alex has some type of new person, I don't know exactly what his responsibilities are, on staff. And so we as Pat encouraged me last week, we will get through this. So thank you, Miss Pat. And Mr. Paul, we are just delighted to have you. If everybody wants to unmute, we'll say good night. And thank you, everyone. I think Paul has already gone. Okay. All right. Miss Pat, you are unmuted.
Okay. I did not see the little mute button before, so I couldn't sometimes I see the little mute icon of the little microphone and sometimes I don't. So I don't know if Paul might be there and not have seen the icon also. But anyway, I just want to thank you so much for tonight's session. It was very valuable. I feel the energy has been building up all throughout the session and it's quite strong now. I'm very grateful for that. And for the advice you gave and just the guidance and the lovely tone of your spirit coming through. It's very relaxing and lovely. I really do appreciate it.
And please let us know what you find out about your energy.
I will. I absolutely will.
And we trust that your sister will continue to improve. And,
oh, yes. Yes. She's doing very, very nicely. We're both enjoying the visit. We play one Scrabble game each day.
Now, where does she live in connection to you? Does she live close or?
She lives 2 miles south of me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that is awesome. So everyone be safe, be loved, and celebrate you. And I appreciate everyone. And I appreciate your love and your prayers and your concern. So we will go in peace. And Annika, will be on next week. I think she's going to be on the next 2 weeks. And then I'll be back.
Okay. Thanks for everything, Linda.
Okay. But y'all do have my phone number if you need to call me. Right. Do not hesitate. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye. Night.
Night.